Jonah's lament or the predicating of a prophet's pride. I ran, I jumped, I dove voluntarily into the deep down, hoping to die. Slippery seaweed and coarse salt to preserve, pickle, put me away for safekeeping. Why do we want to be seen bottled on open shelves instead of in dark, cool wine cellars? That someone bears witness to our having been here, so that being seen, we know we have been here. I want to hide, so I am not seen, deny being here, bare-faced, veiled rectitude with all my righteousness as filthy rags. It was safe in the belly of darkness. You heard my cries, you and the great fish, away from the eyes of those who will not see or hear, even if they see you beside me, hear your words from my mouth. Why should I bother? I pray to be transparent, then mope because I am invisible. Dying is an honest desire, not a despair. Break me, I said, and you broke me, and I complained. I am being honest to not want to be wanting, not lying to not want to be out there where I am condemned for being who I am. I tighten the weeds that wrap themselves around my mind. I beat myself on the head as the only true response to being not enough, not here. I run faster by being still, finding somewhere dark where I can hear my own heartbeat and beat myself up in that privacy. No disapproval, no judgment, no false image, no mirror. Blind eyes see more, faith says. So I pull the shadow over me like a leafy bush, a contradiction because it seems to denote survival. But it is to survive survival. To live, to die, somehow they are the same. The confusion involuntarily loosens my tears, and the salt running to my tongue from the sea of them shrivels my words. O heartbeat, womb, shelter, comforter, I do not want to be born. I want to stay here, curled in denial and lost in the fish belly cave of remembrance. Do not send me to the blaring light of day and the burning sun that show my truth to the whole world, who then simply turn around, repentant, and ignore your reluctant messenger.